Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
Who came from?
Mountains crumble at the name of Jesus. Demons No name can take me like the name of Jesus. There's no name I know like the name of Jesus. No name can take me like the name of Jesus. Everything bows by the name of Jesus. Nothing can stand the name of Jesus. Count the dies at the name of Jesus. Nothing to waste on can survive the name of Jesus. Demons run for their lives at the name of Jesus.
Lift your hands to Jesus.
His name is powerful. So powerful. His name is powerful. So powerful. His name is powerful. So powerful. His name is powerful. Shatayada bakataba yadele. Everything bows to the name of Jesus. Shatakaparadele. Nothing can stand the name of Jesus. His name is powerful. So powerful. His name is powerful. Shalagabradelegede. Mountains crumble at the name of Jesus. Hey! Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. His name is powerful.
To worship at your feet.
Panda, Irana Mahasi Kata. Yes, His glory is everywhere. Era Toko Undasaya.
We sing forever and ever. We sing glory.
And we sing everybody.
depends on you. Oh God, my life depends on you. My life depends on you. My life depends on you. Like a baby in the hands of a mother, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. Lord, I'm safe in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. You are a wonder. Declare in the universe my love for you. Your mercies are new every morning. So, Holy Spirit, I have come boldly to the throne of grace to ask for mercy and forgiveness. Have mercy upon me and forgive me of all my sins. Let this morning bring me new mercies. I pray that the blood of Jesus wash away my sins, cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Holy Spirit, I need you every second and moment of my life. I cannot make it without you. You are my lifeline. I surrender totally and completely to you. Holy Spirit, have your way in my life. I need more grace to walk in your will. Cloak me in your coat of grace. Without your grace, I will not make it. I thank you for your grace and mercy. I thank you for the armor of God and the armor of light I am fitly dressed in every morning. I thank you for your robe of righteousness and garment of salvation that you put on me daily. I thank you for your crown of glory that you put on my head. You are the glory, the lifter of my head. Holy Spirit, my senior partner, my comforter, my teacher, my advocate, my all in all, my everything. I surrender completely and totally to you. Lead me and guide me in the paths of truth and righteousness. Empower me by your grace. It is all about you, Jesus. Be glorified in the heavens. Glorify in the earth. Be glorified in our temples, Jesus. Be glorified. I need your wisdom. Your wisdom is the principal thing. You are wisdom. Activate your gift of wisdom in me. Protect me and guide me from the evil ones. Hide me in your secret place, under the shadow of your wings. Lord, send your holy angels to minister to me, guide and protect me. By the authority of Jesus Christ and by his shed blood on Calvary, I destroy all the works of darkness against my life, against my family, the ministry, my destiny, in Jesus' name. I superimpose Almighty God's plans and purpose for my life against the plans and purpose of the evil one. Lord, I thank you. I praise you for deliverance, healing, restoration, and most of all, salvation. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and love. I love you, Jesus. You are so good to me. Just want to say thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. The living God. Fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. We thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. We surrender this service to you. We surrender this day to you. Have your way. Let thy kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be honored and glorified in our lives. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on each and every one of us. Holy Spirit, cleanse us. Take away everything in us, uproot those things that's not of you. Cleanse us, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And fill us up. Fill us up to an overflow, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Anoint each and every one of us with your Holy Ghost and with power. Father God, empower us to do our assignment in the name of Jesus. When we try to do these things on our own, we fail. We fall short. We ask you to forgive us for even trying to do things on our own. Have mercy on us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, teach us and give us understanding, Spirit of understanding. Spirit, we want to walk in the ways of God and do all that he's called us to do. Holy Spirit, help us in every endeavor, our comforter, our friend, our teacher, our guide. Holy Spirit, fill this atmosphere with your presence. Fill our atmosphere in our homes or our jobs and wherever we are. Let your presence fill this place, Spirit of the living God. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Forgive us, O God, we are truly sorry. For all that we've done that's not pleasing to you, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God. And forgive us and cleanse us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God. But each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus, Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bring down your mercy in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. With the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Father God, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, everyone under the sound of my voice and their families in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood wash away our sins. Let the blood cleanse us. Let the blood sanctify us. Let the blood justify us. Oh God, be clean, every purpose, all the benefits of the blood of Jesus Christ. We invoke the blood of Jesus Christ in every era of our lives, and we receive the benefits in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for your blood that was shed on Calvary. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we bless you. Apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus as we travel back and forth to work. Oh God, the blood of Jesus, we cover the cars, whatever transportation mode we use it, we cover with the blood of Jesus. The highways. Oh God, the blood of Jesus, the airwaves, the train, whatever mode of transportation. Oh God, the blood of Jesus, even in our homes. Walking up and down, the blood of Jesus, we come against incidents and accidents, oh God. Father God, we ask you to keep us from all evil. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. Be a wall of fire around our children, our grandchildren. Be a wall of fire around our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, our spouses. Be a wall of fire around us, oh God. A wall of protection, oh God, and of glory. Put on the robe of righteousness, the belt of truth. Hallelujah. Father God, you are the glory and you are the lifter of our heads. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit. The shield of faith and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on ourselves, our children, our spouses, grandchildren, those that are connected to us, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, Father, we thank you. We need you every hour. We need you every second. Jesus, we bless your name. Jesus, we praise you. Stir up the living God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is this within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Romoso to the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. I just say a vision. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying this morning, I see the lion, and the lion is like is magnificent, and I believe the lion is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Jesus Christ is beautiful, but I hear the Lord speaking to us this morning. Hallelujah. And he's giving me the scripture, and I'm going to the scripture because I don't want to say things that not, you know, not Isaiah 50:43. Hallelujah. I hear the Spirit of the Lord, and you may not know, but he wants me to let you know, or he wants to let us know, any one of us, that he is watching over us. He is watching over us. The enemy cannot see him. The enemy do not know he's even there. But he wants you to know. He wants me to know. I wish I could draw this picture of what I see. But he's watching over us. Hallelujah. And he said to read this to you all. Isaiah 43. But now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I give Egypt for thy ransom, and Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, has been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, I am with thee. Bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. I have created him. Created you, created me for God. He created us for his glory. He formed us. He has made us. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all nations be gathered together and let the people assemble who among them declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say it's true. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant who I have chosen, that ye may know and believe in me. And understand that I am he. For me, there was no God form, neither will there be after me. I am the Lord. Beside me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord. I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. There's none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work a who shall let it? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, have brought down all their nobles and the shelters who cry is in the ships. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the day shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as though. Remember ye not the former things. Verse 18. Neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I gave waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So there drink, though, my people, my chosen. These people I have formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the word of the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We praise you for this word. And I pray, Lord, that everyone will take their time to read Isaiah 43 and take it as a personal word for themselves. It is a word for each and every one of you, a prophetic word from God. Isaiah 43, 1-21. Receive that word in your spirit. There's nothing to fear. Hallelujah. You see, not only does he protect us, not only does he lead us and guide us, he also bless us. Hallelujah. Fear not. So I've given you this word. The Lord is with you right there in your home. The Lord is with you right there in your on your jobs. God is with you. Thus says the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we praise your name. You are God. And there's nothing too hard for you to do. So, Father, we stand on your word and your promises. Father God, we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we praise your name. We worship you, Almighty God. You are God from the beginning to the end. Hallelujah. Have trust. Have faith in God. Do not be afraid. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid, thus says the Lord. He is right there with you. Hallelujah. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Greater is he that is in you, in me, than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. So we bless the name of Almighty God, and we walk in that faith and covenants, knowing that God got our backs. He got your children backs. He got your grandchildren backs. He got your back. Fear not the hand of God. Ooh. You have to receive it to believe it. Hallelujah. When you receive the word of God, if God speaks, you receive. If you don't receive it, and you don't believe it or receive it, then you will walk in a lot of fear. Hallelujah. So God is speaking to you that you use your authority in Christ Jesus. Use, he said, I give you power to step on scorpions and demons in my name. The Lord has anointed you with the Holy Ghost and with power. He doesn't anoint you to be afraid. He anointed you to trust him and be courageous and bold. That anointing that he's placed on you is your shield, is your protection. Hallelujah. So there's no need. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Fret not thyself. Who is God speaking to this morning? Do you believe with impossible to please God? You got to believe that. Do you really truly believe the Bible? Do you truly believe what he says? Do you believe, is it the Bible just a form of godliness, religion stuff? Do you believe the word? Because if you don't believe the word, then you cannot receive. Do you believe part of the word that he speaks? Or do you believe all? Hallelujah. So you can't take one part and don't take the other. You got to believe, have faith in everything in that word, because it's God speaking to you. Why I don't be afraid. What God says you will do, you will do it. He is the glory and the lifter of your head. Who can curse? God has blessed. No one. So what am I saying to you this morning? Stand up. Gird your shoulder. You are a son of the king, a daughter of the king. Hallelujah. You are seated in heavenly places. But Jesus Christ, Jesus bore everything on the cross for us. Hallelujah. So which report will you believe? Will you believe what the enemy is speaking into your ears? Or will you believe what God says? Hallelujah. When you look at the book of Luke, Luke 1, when the angel came to Mary and told her, you see what she said. She said, Luke 1:38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. The handmaid is the servant of the Lord. And Mary, and so you should be saying, Lord, behold, the servant of the Lord, the handmaid of the Lord, the servant of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. She received the word. She may not have had an understanding of what was going to take place. And she was a virgin Mary. and let the angel telling her and the Holy Ghost will come upon thee. In verse 35, and telling her all these things about the birth of Jesus. And what did the angel say in Luke 1:37? For where God's thing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid. So it's for you. You are a son and a daughter. Behold, God's word will never go void. It will prosper in the thing you said it to prosper in, not because you do, you got to see it physically to believe it. No, no, no. You just have to have faith, my sisters and brothers. Yes, I know it's difficult at times, but have faith and trust in God. The angel went to Zechariah. Zechariah did not even believe that his wife Elizabeth would have a son. And that's why he did not speak until John the Baptist was born. Hallelujah. Have faith. And not because Zechariah didn't believe. So God's word came. John the Baptist was born. Hallelujah. Walk in authority in Jesus' name. Have faith and have trust in him. An apostle called me a couple of weeks ago, or maybe 2-3 months ago, and the apostle was going through a lot of stuff at their job, at their office. It was a whole bunch of stuff. And we were praying. There was somebody just nagging her at her job. And we prayed about it. And the person was a pain that's bothering her. And so the third time when she called, as we're praying, the Lord said, tell her to walk in the authority I have given her. She should silence the voice of the enemy speaking in that person that's bothering her. She should take charge of her environment. I have given her the power. Remember, what do you have in your hand, Moses? Moses and the people of God said, what do you have in your hand? You have that power. You have that anointing. Walk in. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We praise your name. We thank you for your word. Although I came to teach something else, but I have to follow you. You know who's out there listening now. You know who will listen at another time. You know who needed to hear this word. Sometimes we need to be reassured. I need to be reassured. Lord, and we thank you for your word this morning. Bold and courageous, because you are right there with us. So we thank you for the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for empowering us. And we thank you, Lord, for those who have to make some decisions today. We thank you for godly wisdom in the name of Jesus. If he has some decisions to make, take everything to God in prayer. And listen for what he will say. Don't rush. Take it to God in prayer. So, Father, I pray your blessings of favor, unlimited, supernatural favor. Shield everyone under the sound of my voice, according to Psalm 5, verse 12, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Let the heavens declare the word of God. In the name of Jesus, the word that God had ordained for each and every one of our lives, let it be activated and manifested. Let the earth hear what God says. In the name of Jesus, we silence the voice of the enemy. Only the voice of Almighty God will be heard. So we cancel every work of darkness, and cancer, incantation, everything the enemy may have done against our lives and destiny. We come in the authority of Jesus Christ and cancel it through the resurrection power of Jesus and superimpose. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. To those who are not on the prayer line, please let everyone know about the scripture, Isaiah 43:1-21. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.